You're listening to Consider This, Episode 19, for October 27th, 2012.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, welcome to Consider This, where we'll chug through the issues of the day in 10 minutes or less. I'm Doug Payton, your engineer on this high-speed railroad, taking you to your destination of understanding. The Stitcher Award nominations are over, and alas, I didn't make the cut. Huge podcasts like Fox News Radio, The Rachel Maddow Show, and others like that will now be voted on for the top show in the news and politics category. I'd like to thank you for your votes anyway. It was fun to think that I dared stand a chance, the slightest of chances. This week we're talking battleground state polls, global warming, or global plateauing, and drone strikes. To get the links to websites and articles mentioned, come on down to considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for the show notes and a place to comment if you have your own opinion on these topics. You can also send me an email at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com, and the website has ways to get in touch on Facebook, where you can like me, Google+, where you can circle me, or Twitter, where you can follow me. And on all three, you can contact me. Even better, you can call me at 267-CALL-CT0 and leave a voice message. Hey, it's easier than starting your own podcast. That's CT, as in college transcript. Now, speaking of Stitcher, you can download their free app for your Android and your Apple product. You can create your own playlist on the app or on the website, Stitcher.com, from their wide selection of podcasts, and then play them wherever you go. If you get your free account on the website, use the code word CONSIDERTHIS, all one word, to let them know where you heard about it. I have some catching up to do here. The last episode was sort of a standalone one, hoping that people would share it around, so I didn't do any housekeeping. However, I'd like to rectify that. I want to say welcome aboard to two new folks who have liked the Facebook page, Evelyn Sears and Ken Zifford. Thanks for stopping by, and I appreciate the notice. The polls, they are a-changin'. In the interv I did with Bruce McQuain, he said that the first presidential debate was going to make a big difference in the polls, and more so than the subsequent ones. A listener, Hugh, put a comment on the website, and thanks for commenting, Hugh, saying he didn't think the first debate would carry as much weight as Bruce seemed to think. Well, as it turns out, the first debate really did move the polls, but the second one only continuing the trend, or at least doing nothing to abate it. The poll tracker site is one featured by the liberal Talking Points memo site, and it tracks the averages of many polls on loads of subjects. In the presidential race, the first debate really did make its mark. Let's take recent polls of the swing states, which change daily, so this is just a snapshot of the past. In Ohio, Romney had polled within 1%, erasing a 4-point Obama lead since the beginning of October. In Virginia, the president held a 2-point lead, but recently Romney led by 3. Same in Florida, except Romney was now up by 5, outside the margin of error. In North Carolina, Romney went from 2 ahead to 4 ahead. And at one point, Romney was barely ahead in New Hampshire. Yes, that New Hampshire. In other states, he's made big gains, though still behind, and in a few, he's lost ground. But the trend, overall, is looking good for him. And while the trend lines started to break in late September, it could have been the beginning of just another blip. But the focus group polling after the debates has sounded very encouraging. Well, depending on who you support. The other thing is that early voting has begun in many states, so for these folks, the first debate may have been all they saw before they voted. The later debates would be pointless for them, so almost by definition, the first debate has more oomph. Anyway, the numbers are looking good for Romney, and I think that first debate really had something to do with it. For many folks, they finally got to see the candidate, unfiltered by press coverage. There's a graphic going around showing an old woman lifting her reading glasses, looking at something with a wide-eyed expression. The caption says something like this: "So that's Mitt Romney. Why isn't he kicking old people off a cliff while strangling a puppy in each hand, like the media said?" Yeah, the first debate turned on the lights for lots of people.
You're listening to Consider This from ctpodcasting.com.
Without much fanfare, figures were released recently that shows global temperatures remaining flat for the past 16 years. The world stopped getting warmer almost 16 years ago, according to new data released last week. The figures, which have triggered debate among climate scientists, reveal that from the beginning of 1997 until August 2012, there was no discernible rise in aggregate global temperatures. This means that the plateau, or pause, in global warming has now lasted for about the same time as the previous period when temperatures rose, 1980 to 1996. Before that, temperatures had been stable or declining for about 40 years. 3 years ago, when this trend was becoming clear, Professor Phil Jones, director of the Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, and who was part of the whole ClimateGate scandal, which leaked emails among prominent climate scientists at East Anglia, said that if there was no upward trend for 15 years, he'd be worried. Worried about what? I don't know. Maybe his research grants? One would think this would be a good thing for folks who believe this is killing the planet. But now, of course, he's waiting to see if this keeps up for 20 years. Keep moving those goalposts, guys. Drone strikes in Pakistan and Yemen numbered over 300, killing alleged terrorists, even U.S. citizens. That's right. The Obama administration has outdroned the Bush administration by 5-1. The link is in the show notes to an interactive map of where the strikes took place and how many were killed. The Slate website says, quote, supporters say the strikes are an efficient way to kill militants, while critics say these strikes kill too many civilians, spur terrorist recruitment, shirk judicial oversight, and represent an abuse of presidential power. Close quote. Leaders of the anti-war left, who took to the streets during the Bush years, held a press conference to say this. Yep, they've mothballed their signs and their righteous indignation until such time as a Republican is president again. What they were really protesting was a Republican, not the war. On the whole, it was, again, all about politics. So then, what do you think about the polls? Do you even care about them? Frankly, I wouldn't blame you. Or how about this global warming plateau? If the climate isn't changing, can you really call it climate change? Or are you a frustrated anti-war protester just waiting to get back on the streets under a President Romney? Let me know what you think by emailing considerthis@ctpodcasting.com or calling 267-CALL-CT0. That's 267-225-5280. And don't forget the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com for another place to comment, like you, and links to all these websites and stories. Let's hear what you think, too, so we can all consider this.